ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk stepping in to help kill a bipartisan spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown beginning on Saturday. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
The original agreement would have kept the government open until March, with $100 billion in disaster aid and billions more for farmers. But Musk, whom Trump has tapped to lead a new government efficiency effort, launched a last-minute pressure campaign against it, blasting the bill as a crime bloated with wasteful spending, saying anyone who supports it deserves to be voted out in 2 years.
Now, Republicans are working to craft a new bill. Gisèle Pelicot speaking outside a courthouse in France.
Je pense aussi à toutes les autres familles.
The woman who was drugged and allowed to be raped repeatedly by up to 70 men, a crime set up by her husband, says she was thinking of other families affected by this case and other rape victims. When she decided to let her identity be known, her ex-husband was sentenced to 20 years behind bars today. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has detected the first presumptive positive human case of highly pathogenic avian influenza A, also known as bird flu, in Barron County. The human case follows an infected flock of commercial poultry identified in Barron County. The person had exposure to the infected flock. The case was identified through testing at the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene and is pending confirmation at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. DHS, in coordination with Barron County Health and Human Services, is monitoring farm workers who may have been exposed to the virus and has provided them with information to protect their health. Wisconsin will receive some federal funding to help protect the state's only endangered mammal. The U.S. Department of the Interior has awarded a grant of over $800,000 to the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission to support recovery efforts for American martens. Wildlife officials say the animals require specific environmental conditions to survive in the wild, and any changes to that environment could cause significant issues. They also say the animals play a crucial role in rodent management and seed dispersal. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced $1 million in grant funding to provide water quality and fish consumption education. The funding was provided through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will be targeted towards parts of the state with higher rates of food insecurity and water contamination. With the funding, local partners will conduct outreach and education programs to share information on water testing in rural communities where fishing serves as a consistent source of food access. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Marquette scores a conference win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles began their Big East schedule with an 80-70 win over the Butler Bulldogs in Milwaukee. Cam Jones with 23 points. The Golden Eagles with just two turnovers. College football, the Badgers signed Ohio State wide receiver Jaden Ballard. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo named the new head coach of Sam Houston University. He'd been with that team before his time in Madison. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Jordan Love, asked on the Rich Eisen show, is he a better quarterback after backing up Aaron Rodgers those 3 years in Green Bay?
That's a good question. Who knows? I do believe for sure that having those 3 years, be able to sit behind a legend, Aaron Rodgers, and just watch him work and learn and pick his brain definitely helped me so much. And just be able to, you know, learn on the side and grow my game until, you know, I was truly ready. So many valuable lessons just to be able to watch Aaron those 3 years.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Snow is likely today and tonight. We could get about 2 to 4, maybe a little more, inches of snow by the time it winds down late tonight into tomorrow morning. It could also be breezy at times, especially tonight, which could create some blowing snow. 30 today, 23 tonight. Conditions improve tomorrow with a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 11 below.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Just sometimes feel lonely around the holidays. We talk about how to combat that loneliness, as well as the New York City Unsent Letters Project. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the Center. WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. You know, I'm bracing myself for the snow that's on the way.
Yeah, man. We're talking 2 to 4 inches, man. And we're bracing ourselves. Man, this is Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's going to be the first substantial one of the year, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, I do, man, and, you know, well, the holiday is right around the corner, so, you know, you and I are going to be working most of the holidays, so, and we've chosen to do that, so that's good for the listening audience. We're not going to be taking off other than Christmas Day and New Year's Day. The rest of it, we're going to be toiling in the vineyards. But it's my favorite time of the week. It's Thursday at 8 o'clock, and I am joined by my good friend and confidant, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist from Welltopia Pharmacy. And Dr. Omar, before I even, I have to say this and get this out. So I finally got, well, didn't finally get, but the test back from my, the blood test back from my primary doctor. I've concluded all of my testing from all of my doctors, and all of it looks the best it has ever looked. This is the absolute truth to those of you in the listening audience. I would not lie to you. I would not lie to you.
That's great to know.
All of my doctors have all said, whatever it is you're doing, keep doing it, because your health is really great. And here I sit as a guy who turned 70 this year, and who had many different maladies, just true. And then I met a guy named Omar the Pharmacist and started listening to him. This is the unmitigated truth. And I feel better than I have in the last 15 years of my life. And even though, you know, the aging process, which, you know, is all of us are going to have to deal with. Dr. Omar, you know exactly what you are talking about, and it's why I'm so thrilled to have you in this segment on, and I hope our listeners really understand the impact of what it is you do. You're not the average Joe. You're not the average pharmacist. You're a guy. You just got back from other research, and you continue to do that. And man, every time I was out at your pharmacy the other day when you weren't there, I had a sniffle. And what am I going to do? I know what I'm doing. I'm going out to Welltopia Pharmacy, and I'm going to see the pharmacist there. And they gave me some things, and man, the sniffles are gone. Somebody talked to me the other day and said, "Harold, your voice is really so." Hey, my voice is. I mean, this is amazing, Dr. Omar. But anyway, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Earl. I'm very happy that your health is in good shape, and I'm very happy that I've been helping and helping you. And this makes my work really fulfilled and make me feel happy doing what I'm doing every day, because truly, pharmacists know so much about health. And they have knowledge, and patients should be able to reach pharmacists. Unfortunately, with the current workload thrown on the shoulders of pharmacists in pharmacies, it's very hard to ask clinical questions. Now you call the big box stores and you stay on hold for an hour, and the new thing, you leave a voice message and someone calls you back after an hour, which is unprecedented in the history of being able to speak to a pharmacist. We wish, with the change in management in healthcare, that this wouldn't be overlooked, the role of pharmacists in the community, trying to free the pharmacist time to speak with patients. Because as you say, certain things, certain health tips, I didn't do much with you. It was not a miracle. We talked about what you eat, how you sleep. We talked about some of the tweaks in the medications, and we talked about some of the supplements and lifestyle changes. These are simple tips that are science validated, and we all can do and work on, right?
Right. Well, anyway, Dr. Omar, I just wanted to say, man, I feel so great, man, and I'm looking forward to the remainder of my life. The evil consequences of time, you can't control, I can't control, but certainly the quality of my life has improved. And that's what this is about.
Appreciate it.
All right, so Dr. Omar, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about, first, about calcium and vitamin D, because we had some news about the calcium and vitamin D are not helping to decrease fractures in the body. And as we were discussing before the show, and I just want to say something, a statement for the sake of the supplements industry. Because when you go to the doctor and they tell you you're getting osteopenia or osteoporosis, or you have brittle bones, you are more prone to fractures. And then you don't want to take medications, and you start taking calcium and vitamin D from the store. And that's kind of oversimplifying the problem and the solution, because the calcium is essential for building and maintaining the bone mass. But without adequate calcium intake, without adequate other nutrients, you're going to have this calcium directly towards your arteries, soft tissues. Then you're going to laterally have bones in your arteries. So that's not going to help you. Taking vitamin D, it helps the body to absorb the calcium effectively. But if you take vitamin D and you don't take enough vitamin K2, you're going to not have the vitamin D in your for your bones. So the thing is, like, think of the bones as a healthy living organ in your body. You need to take enough nutrients. You need to do resistance training. And we have to think of it as a program. When I have someone coming to my store and say we have side effects from taking medications to help with osteoporosis like Fosamax, we want to take bone supplements, I tell them, hey, listen, I'm going to help you with that. But this is a commitment for 1 year to start seeing results for what I will give you as supplements, and 3 years if you want to reverse osteopenia and osteoporosis. And I give them a box that contains concentrated amounts of vitamin K2 and vitamin D, special forms of calcium, better absorbed, and it also have strontium, also have magnesium, and other ingredients that really support the bone matrix. Sometimes I would get the answer of, I need a simpler program. So I try to modulate that program to help the individual. But I try to always be realistic that we are talking about increasing bone density, and that is a plan. And when we take a medication like Fosamax, Alendronate, these medications decrease the breakdown of bones, but we need to build healthy bones. So it's not just a prescription pad. It is a plan for better health, because the statistics are showing that within the 2 years of someone having a hip fracture, there is significant increase in the incidence of death, low quality of life, and we see it in our beloved ones, in our parents and our grandparents.
You know, Dr. Omar, you mentioned that, I don't know, a couple months ago, and a good friend of mine was 93, really healthy. He fell, broke his hip, and he wound up passing. We just had Senator Nancy Pelosi take a fall and break her hip. And so ever since you mentioned that, I've noticed that, I don't know, you know, what the reasoning is, but yeah, when you break a hip or break something at that age, I don't know why it has to be a death sentence, but in many instances, it expedites death. And you just explain why. I want to say this, Dr. Omar, before we move on. Got great comments from Tony. His wife is a pharmacist. She told him about the low enrollment in pharmacy schools because of the conditions and cuts of jobs in healthcare. She has talked with other hospital pharmacies, and none of them tell people to go into pharmacy better off becoming medical doctors. This is going to be a tremendous problem down the road, Dr. Omar. Is it safe to say that?
Of course, it is a tremendous problem, but I was just talking to Dean of MCW, visited my store, and we were talking about the shortage in healthcare for pharmacists, and he showed me some statistics and studies showing that there is going to be shortage of pharmacists for ages to come. And if you go to pharmacy school, you're going to find jobs. And a pharmacist in healthcare is able to move between systems and is able to work with in the hospitals, work directly with the consumer. The challenges that we're seeing now in terms of so much work and so less time to enjoy it, this is for everyone in healthcare. But pharmacy can be enjoyable. It is not an easy study, but I mean, we have to be realistic. There is going to be jobs for pharmacists, and we have to focus on what we like and what we want to do.
All right. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We're going to talk about insulin with Dr. Omar coming up on the Earl Ingram Show. You can't see what's going.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go. In the Pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long?
All right, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you? We can't hear you, Dr. Omar. Can't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No problem.
So you can always call 262-429-9429, leave me a message, and I'll get back to you.
And Calvin, if someone wants to know.
Yeah, you can always re-watch a replay of or a recording of the live stream on YouTube at Civic Media, or you can listen to the podcast at civicmedia.us/shows.
And if there's something while we are having our conversation this morning or any Thursday morning at 8 o'clock with Dr. Omar, first tell somebody. But if there's any other question you want to ask of Dr. Omar, you can always do it. Dr. Omar, insulin has been a conversation with President Biden over the last 4 years. It's been an issue for a long time when people are going through an awful lot with diabetes and all of these different things. And insulin, the cost of it has been prohibitive for many of the American people until they talk about the things that Joe Biden didn't do. But the fact that he was able to bring down the prices of insulin to be affordable to people, so many people in this country should not be forgotten. But you wanted to talk about insulin and how it relates to the human body.
Yeah, I want to talk about insulin, and mainly I want to talk about insulin resistance. When we hear it visiting the doctor's office when you are 50 or 60 or younger, insulin resistance that happens when the body cells don't respond well to insulin. Insulin is the hormone itself that helps to move the sugar from the blood into the cells to give us energy. Think of insulin as like the key that unlocks the cells. When resistance happens, the key doesn't fit properly, and sugar builds up in the blood, and that affects the cholesterol, that affects the brain, that can cause over time dementia, can be linked to Alzheimer's, can be linked to gaining weight. So many health conditions that are going to deteriorate if you have insulin resistance and you're not looking at it just the right way. And what we see happening from the companies that produce insulin is that they have all those drugs that help you easily take more insulin, but the investment to help people follow through with the simple ways to decrease insulin resistance is a challenge and a problem, because I think we don't have a clear understanding of the effect of insulin resistance and what it does in the body. To give you an example on the gut, for gut health, it's closely tied to gut health. When blood sugar spikes frequently, disrupt the gut microbiome, which is the healthy culture in your gut, that leads to inflammation, leaky gut, inflammation. We are living in the inflammatory kind of environment, and that time by time would lead to cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, very serious disease states.
Dr. Omar, you need to repeat that. The last segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about the effect of insulin resistance on the gut health. Increasing inflammation is by default increases the chances of having cancers later over the years. So if you start to eat unhealthy and later on you get a diagnosis, that can be related to insulin resistance. The simpler health conditions that can happen are leaky gut, in which you have a challenge in the absorption of food through the single cell layer in the gut that helps to pass through the nutrients to your system, your bloodstream. You're actually having inflammatory foods passing through, increasing inflammation in the body. So that's just effect on the gut. How about the blood vessels and the heart? More inflammation on blood vessels and the heart increases the risk of heart disease. And that's why we have new medications that came out in the last few years that would help lower blood sugar and also help with the heart condition, like Farxiga. This is a very good medication that helps with to prevent heart failure for patients with type 2 diabetes. For the brain, this is a very interesting area for insulin resistance, because it affects the brain as well. When the brain is resistant to insulin, which is important in the mechanism of the production of glucose and making this sugar available for the brain, insulin plays a role. When there is insulin resistance, there is a struggle in this energy production, and it's linked to Alzheimer's. And I want to tell you that there is a fascinating research happening now for the use of GLP and GIP1 agonists, GLP1 and the GIP agonists, the medications that we see. These medications are actually investigated to help with dementia and Alzheimer's.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and why should you be listening? Well, really, you've got from A to Z why you should be listening. You know, everybody's fearful of Alzheimer's and all those other things. Dr. Omar is giving you information on how you can possibly prevent it. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The median estimated poverty rate of children ages 5 to 7 in U.S. school districts in 2023 was 13.4%, according to data released by the U.S. Census Bureau. The new data comes from the 2023 Small Area Income and Poverty Estimates, which provide the only single-year income and poverty statistics for the nation's 3,143 counties and 13,137 school districts. In 2023, county-level median household income ranged from $28,579 to $173,655, with a median income of $62,851 for all counties. Median household income increased in 4.1% of counties and decreased in 5.4% of counties from 2022 to 2023. In 2023, the county-level poverty rate ranged from 3.3% to 49.6%, with a median poverty rate of 13.6% for all counties. The poverty rate decreased in 3.8% of counties and increased in 2.6% of counties from 2022 to 2023. The county-level poverty rate for school-age children ranged from 2.8% to 66.2%, with a median rate of 17.1%. Small area income and poverty estimate statistics are used to allocate funding under Title I of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. School districts receive Title I funds based on their number of percentage of children from low-income families. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows he's running out of actors. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Snow is likely today and tonight. We could get about 2 to 4, maybe a little more, inches of snow by the time it winds down late tonight into tomorrow morning. It could also be breezy at times, especially tonight, which could create some blowing snow. 30 today, 23 tonight. Conditions improve tomorrow with a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 11 below.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy, and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kevin Solomon from Common Ground will be joining us to talk about what is going on with the Milwaukee Housing Authority. Brittany Merlot with Weather and Wine, Sports with J.R. Ratcliffe. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You know, we were talking, Dr. Omar, about insulin resistance. How does one know if they are insulin resistant?
Well, there are signs in the body that you would know that you're starting to get in the risk of insulin resistance, like being overweight, obese, excessive body weight, especially in the abdomen, around the abdomen area. If you have sedentary lifestyle, you're not exercising, you're not moving, physical activity is very important. So if you're not active, that's a challenge. Also, family history of type 2 diabetes, or cardiovascular disease elevates the risk. If a woman is diagnosed with PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, these are women at higher risk or family history. But also if you visit the doctor and they do your labs and you start to see the fasting blood sugar going above 90, above 90, well, actually normal is 70 to 99. But if you get fasting blood sugar 105 and you get a pat on your shoulder from your doctor, there is a challenge. It's creeping up. It starts to be impaired from 100 to 125 fasting, which means you haven't eaten, you didn't eat for like 2 hours, and you do it first thing in the morning, or after you eat, your blood sugar is less than 160. If it goes above 160 after you eat by 1 or 2 hours, then there is like, you can get a diagnosis of diabetes. The more definite numbers that you should look at for your lab work is the A1C, which is glycated blood sugar within the last 3 months. The normal is below 5.7, prediabetes 5.7 to 6.4, diabetes is more than 6.5. Functional medicine tells you to start to worry when your A1C goes above 5.4 or above. Improving the numbers is always key. What I want to talk about is hope, not just be like kind of depression podcast. So let's say early that we have huge data points that came from 51 million people that wore CGM devices, continuous glucose monitoring devices. And those 51 million devices were put in studies and data points to show what are the worst and the best foods that would help blood sugar, help decrease or increase the risk of insulin resistance. And I'm going to tell you some fascinating names, specific names of things that can be worst and that can be best. I'll start with the first one. What's the worst thing that you can do that would increase your risk of diabetes, insulin resistance, etc., if you keep eating them? Skittles.
hey, Calvin, Skittles. Are you a guy who eats Skittles? You kind of young guy. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Skittles are my go-to, but I do love candy. All
right. Well, he's a young
just
guy.
Just sugar on sugar on sugar. That's a challenge of Skittles.
Okay.
Sugar coated by sugar. There is no fats. There is no proteins. There is nothing. Just pure, delicious sugar. So that is kind of a challenging. That came as number one that does spikes in the insulin produced in the body to help take care of this high rise in blood sugar. So insulin is good. It's very important, vital for life. The challenge is like we don't need a lot of it to help. But if you are always eating foods with high glycemic index that causes spikes in blood sugar, the body produces a lot of insulin over time. The resistance happens when you're not utilizing these molecules the best. So Skittles are bad, but another thing that came up that made me really worried that what we see on the packages of foods are very troublesome to be understanding and following through is cereal. Cereal is bad. Like a lot of cereal, like are causing problems, and they come up as spiking blood sugar more than many candies. Think of it, if you eat a cake of caramel, that's going to spike your blood sugar less than when you eat a bowl of cinnamon crunch.
Really? Cinnamon? Really?
Real data that coming from people wearing 24/7 continuous glucose monitoring devices. And by that, with the change in management and healthcare, I wish if we do democratization of wearing CGM devices, because many insurances are still not covering them, because like that, people can see 24/7 what are the foods that we eat that increase or decrease the blood sugar, so we have more smart choices of the foods that we can eat.
Dr. Omar, you talk about cereal. We live in the time now, you walk down an aisle, there's a whole aisle from beginning to end with options on cereal.
And cinnamon honey crunch, yes. You know, it's like delicious stuff.
Yeah, but you know, parents don't know they're, you know, the children love them. I'm guilty, man. I used to, you know, a few years back before I knew any better, that was my go-to cereal. And so we didn't know. And people don't know the impact of those things on their bodies. And that's just one brand. You know, but Dr. Omar, even those brands that aren't really sugary, they have sugar in them.
Yes. The worst fact is that sugar is put in most of the foods for children. And living in a community that we want to feed the children before they leave the house, we try to get them what they like. So the choices are very limited if we are just going to go with packaged food. Not all the cereals are the same. Some of them are the worst when it comes to increasing blood sugar. But unfortunately, some of the very delicious ones are going to be troublesome to raise the children, making them eat these kind of foods. And that's why we want to keep the good foods actually in the house. So we talked about some of the bad foods, like candy, Twizzlers, all of that kind of really delicious foods. We see those kind of candy in sugar, and then the kids want to eat them all day long. But there are also good and healthy foods, avocado, eggs. Some of the fruits that have sugar in them that are also helpful, full of antioxidants, are berries, like blueberries. But if we buy them, we have to look at the dirty dozen and the clean dozen, which are the foods that are that have pesticides on them that are affected the most, and the foods that are the cleaner. So if we're buying those kind of dirty dozen, we have to make sure that they are organic.
The dirty dozen.
So it's getting more complex. But I want to tell you something also, Earl, is that in the coming months and years, there is going to be apps that will contain this data, and it's going to simplify the information in terms of based on the research of people wearing those devices according to the foods that spike and lower blood sugar. These are the best foods and the worst foods. So you will be able to look at the scan, the label in the store, and then it will tell you how much calories are inside and how much this actually would affect your body type. So there's going to be more democratization of specific medicine that would help, like personalized medicine. Because also not all the foods are affecting people the same. A young female, 25 years old, with PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, the foods that she will eat are not going to affect her the same as someone with different health condition. So there is many scientists and companies that are going to use the data that come out from these new medical devices, and we'll use it to make and simplify the choices for us. And I think the food industry will follow, because they will see that they are now naked from the bare lies that they tell about this is healthy, this is good, this will help you. soda, don't drink regular soda. This is diet soda. Drink it every day and feel happy, you know?
You know,
no, this is it's going to be changing. You know,
Dr. Omar, this dialogue, this conversation, this information that you are bringing to us, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, I know there are people who are listening who don't believe that our government would allow corporations to do the kinds of things that they are doing, and that there are all these checks and balances in place. And surely a lot of people say, well, nobody's twisting the arms of the American people and making them do this. They have a right to say no to those kinds of things. And they would be right that if people knew what they were up against, if people knew that all those things, those shiny objects that they see in the grocery store are not good for them, then they would certainly, and if they knew the impact that it would have on them and their families, they would make better decisions. But at the root of all of this, Dr. Omar, is the fact that people aren't aware that these things are taking place and that they are really damaging their bodies and their children's bodies in the long run. It doesn't happen overnight, right?
I agree with you. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens, and the challenge that it happens over not just days and months, it happens over years. So that's why I want the people to be aware when they look at their lab work after visiting the doctors. Do not just look for that there is nothing out of the outliers. Look at each number and ask the doctor, what does it mean in relationship to my health? So if you see the A1C number this year is going up just 1 point or 0.2 points, check on this and make sure that these numbers are going down, not going up, so you can be in better health. And the challenge, I want to tell you a story. I went to Capitol Hill to help with some of the compounding, defending in front of the Congress. And who did I see in these kind of congressmen rooms, standing in front of the rooms, trying to get their bills passing through? It's not the average person like me and you. It's companies that have a lot of money that can lobby to make their ideas and their projects go through. So we have to fight for our health, because many times the government are not going to be able to take things and do things on their own. Our own understanding and knowledge and conscious, collective conscious, is very important.
You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mech 1, Thingsville. Any questions or comments, always welcome on the Earl Ingram Show.
Is news from the center, WRCE.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like Metro Life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Christmas, let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, your troubles will be miles away. Oh.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, if there's someone who wants to get in touch with you,
they can go to wiltopiarx.com, schedule a consult, or call at 262-429-9429, talk to me or leave me a message.
And Calvin, if someone misses...
Yeah, you can search The Earl Ingram Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever else you get your podcasts, and you can also watch a replay of the live stream on Civic Media's YouTube channel.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I'm happy to hear about your improved health under Dr. Omar's guidance. I've been under the care of a functional medicine doctor. I have more than a few years on you, and I can guarantee that you can look forward to that, too. My question has to do with, Earl, you have had a significant focus of lead in water and, you know, the effect on our health. And Dr. Omar, I know that you have, you know, your expertise is in pharmaceuticals, but I think you have a pretty good, you know, understanding of our physiology. And I wonder if you can say something about what is the effect of our drinking, you know, lead in our drinking waters on our bodies. It's pretty concerning.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much as always.
So, lead is toxic metal that poses significant health risks. And that's why I am having it in the drinking water. Contamination in the drinking water is a problem. And that's why I always recommend it to have a high quality filter for the water that you drink at home. It affects the children, pregnant women, affects adults, affects people who work in different industries. So if you're suspecting that you have, you're lethargic, you're tired, you think that you have contamination of lead or other toxicities, there are tests, special tests that we can do we can order for you that are going to tell us the type of toxicities that you have, and we can specify these toxicities, and there are ways in order to get rid of them. It can take weeks and months, sometimes years, to help with detoxification of the body of lead and other metals, heavy metals, but it is crucial to make sure that you don't have this toxic metal in your body.
Go ahead, Dr. Omar.
I just wanted to give kind of a summary of best and worst practice that we can do to help our insulin management.
Go ahead.
In very simple terms. So, like, as we mentioned, some of the foods that are worst, Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, Twizzlers, jelly beans, highly processed, pure sugar that cause massive spikes. But there are also foods that are very healthy, that and some of the hacks that we can do to support our bodies. For instance, if you eat an apple, all right, that causes increased fast spike in the blood sugar. But if you just add, like, let's say chia seeds with the apple, or even peanut butter, that decreases it dramatically, all right? So mixing between the sugar in the foods that we eat with other fats to take, that make it better. After you eat, by like 20 minutes or so, or even an hour, walk. Just take a walk. That affects the utilization of insulin with the sugar in your body dramatically. Some of the foods that would help you is a balanced meal structure. Don't take just pure sugar. Always add fats and proteins. These are very important for a lower glucose index, right? So combining carbs with proteins, fats, and fiber would be helpful. And lastly, please always remember the olives. Always remember macadamia nuts and the healthy foods that you can always get from the sides of the store, and try to avoid the center of the store where you have the packaged food.
You know what's amazing? Yeah, you said macadamia nuts. I love pecans. They're not the same, I guess, if you're talking. Can you substitute pecans for the macadamia nuts?
You can. The best thing to do is to take small portions from these healthy nuts. Just eat small portions and don't overdo anything. I have a friend of mine, her mother heard about chia seeds and she loved it, and she kept eating it all day long until she went to the ER and they told her, you have chia seeds coming out of your nose. You know, so it's funny. It's good to do it, but not to overdo it. Anything, you know?
Dr. Omar, thank you.
Thank you
for the life-changing information that you bring to the Earl Ingram Show and Civic Media every week, and you know, and every month, and hopefully year in and year out. Really appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate it, Earl.
Happy holiday to you and your family. All right. All right. Up next, we are going to be joined by Sean Fetterplace. He's with Badger Care Expansion. 855-752.
News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, world-famous podcaster and comedian Jimmy Pardo makes the popcorn pick of the week. And performing live in the studio are the Doctors in Recital. That's how you light it up holiday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Back to the drawing board for Republicans trying to craft a spending bill that would avert a partial government shutdown. The bill put forth by House Speaker Mike Johnson, now dead after billionaire Elon Musk stepped in and said he didn't like it.
Johnson had negotiated a bipartisan spending bill to keep the government funded, but that deal suddenly collapsed yesterday after a fierce last-minute pressure campaign from billionaire Elon Musk, who slammed the deal for wasteful spending, calling it a crime and asking, ever seen a bigger piece of pork? Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Workers at seven Amazon facilities are on strike. The Teamsters trying to negotiate for better pay. Amazon says the Teamsters don't represent as many workers as they say they do, and that package deliveries ahead of Christmas will not be affected. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell markedly last week, following a big increase the week before. Watching the market says they open after yesterday's 1,100-point drop in the Dow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.